Pastor. This CD that you'll be listening to was recorded many years ago by my husband and I. Since then, my husband Bob has gone on to heaven to be with the Lord. Divorce is an epidemic that is attacking our churches around the world. The praise is that marriages are being restored. I believe this message is very important for you and your church. The purpose of Rejoice Marriage Ministries.
This could really be summed up in an email we received over the weekend. The person from out of state writes, I went to my pastor for counsel and was advised to seek an attorney for divorce. I didn't. I continue to pray and stand. Sadly, pastors are telling people to divorce when the Bible is saying otherwise. A spouse's soul is at stake. God hasn't given up on them, but the church has given up, and they're encouraging the abandoned mate, the so-called innocent party, to give up. How do I know so much about this? It happened to us.
Pastor, I would like to share from the Bible to get us started about the importance of marriage. The Lord made the union of man and woman. His finger and his sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Pastor, that's what we're praying for. We're praying that you will get a vision and a burden for your families that are wearing masks in your church, that are hurting and wounded, and they're struggling trying to stay together. They do not know how to love each other. They do not know the severe consequences of divorce. As maybe you know and as we know, focus on the family and so many other well-known studies have shown the consequences of divorce. I chose to stand in the gap as Abraham stood in the gap for Sodom and Gomorrah, standing there pleading with God, if there are 30, if there's 25, righteous people living there. I started pleading with the Lord, saying, Lord, if Bob continues the way he's headed, when you return, he's going to be headed to hell. And the consequence is the father of my children and my one flesh spouse is headed to hell. And I felt that God had given me the assignment to pray and intercede and stand in the gap for my husband forever.